Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
And welcome to For the Love of Dogs with Janice Wolf. Well, today we're going to continue on with some very interesting things about what's been happening the last week. Well, this is typically a very, very busy time for all of us, and with the holidays coming up. And there are a lot of things that people are asking about holidays. Well, we all look at it and say, wow, isn't this great? We can have Thanksgiving. We've got Halloween coming up. When we've got Christmas and New Year's, and isn't that wonderful? Well, unfortunately, for a lot of people who have dogs, who have issues, it's not the best time of the year. Because although I can go out, and like I was just at a nice seafood restaurant with a client I just finished up with, and I had Wyatt under the table, of course, and he's my service dog, I can go anywhere. And most of the people I know, and especially everybody at United Canine Professionals, we can go anywhere we want with our dogs. We can have anyone over we want at our house with our dog. But a lot of people cannot do that. A lot of people have dogs who are either fearful or dominant, are aggressive, run out the door, jumping on Grandma or on Aunt Minnie. And, you know, that's not always a very easy thing to do. So this season, although we're going to be starting, of course, next week with Halloween, this season, I want everybody to start focusing on their own lives. And we want you to start focusing on living your life and letting your dogs fit into your life instead of the other way where you're starting to live your lives around your dog's behavior. So we definitely, definitely, definitely want you guys to all start thinking like a dog and doing good things that, you know, are representative of a dog. So first thing is, when you have people who are going to be coming to the door, like we've got Halloween coming up this coming week, how many people's dogs go crazy when they hear the door ring, the doorbell ring, or a knock at the door, or they see somebody walk up the driveway, or come down the street? You don't know how many people there are, but I'll bet you there are a lot of hands going up all over this great country right now if I say, raise your hand if your dog is reactive at the front door or at the front window. And be honest, how many people? I can see cars, people raising their hand in cars all around the country. That's unfortunate. Because what we want to do is have you guys all having the best behaved dogs in the world. We don't want you to live your lives around your dog's behavior. We want your dogs to fit into your life. Now, let's face it. How many people, raise your hand if this is going to be appropriate for you, how many people went to the shelter or rescue or pet store or breeder of your kind of dog and you said, I want a dog who's going to be so reactive at the front door that I have to lock him away or not have people over or worried about my homeowner's insurance being paid because I'm worried my dog's going to jump or bite or do something. Now, raise your hand if you're one of those people. And there, again, are hands going up in the audience and in cars all over the country. Well, we're going to help you with that. So we're going to give you some nice, easy tips today on how to prevent these issues from happening. Now, everybody's got a dog with some kind of issue, other than the people that we've worked with, the United Canine Professionals. We don't have dogs with issues. We have great dogs who are in a very stable, very calm, confident home. And the great part about it is that if you are able to be calm and confident and in control of the situation, your dog will see you as being in charge and being the leader. And guess what? If the dog sees you as being in charge, kind of like my old adage about Canadian geese, if you were to see the Canadian geese flying in the sky, and you see there's always one Canadian goose, there's always one that is in front. If your dog sees you as being that leader, that lead goose, then he is going to realize that he's not there, because somebody's got to be the leader, and it's either going to be you or it's going to be your dog. Well, a dog with behavioral issues is a dog, by definition, that he is in charge of you. Now, that doesn't mean that your dog is biting you or growling at you, but it does mean that there's a big trust issue. And one of the big things when you're training a service dog, like we do at Merlin's Kids, or therapy dog, especially when you're dealing with a lot of different situations, like we do also at Merlin's Kids, or all of our people in 36 states now for United Canine Professionals, we know that if we get a phone call that somebody has a dog with a behavioral issue, that dog feels that he's in charge. Whether we think it's in charge or not is really irrelevant. But if the dog thinks that he's in charge, then he, by all definition, has to take over that leadership role. So one of the easy things that you can do when your dog thinks he's in charge and he runs up to the door, especially if the doorbell rings or kids are coming up for Halloween, and, you know, we would normally look out the window and give the kids candy and close the door. But when we have a dog with behavioral issues, everything changes. Instead of that, we lock the dog away. We pray that kids don't come up to the front door. We turn our lights off on the house because we don't want the kids to think that there's even candy there. And we change our lives around our dog's behavior. You should all be able to take your dog, no matter what kind, age, breed, rescue, grand champion show dog, whatever it is, and you should be able to put a really goofy face or a little mask or a little costume on that dog and have the kids say, oh, look at the dog. Look, he's wearing a Casper the Friendly Ghost costume. Oh, look at the dog is a werewolf. Oh, the dog is a cheerleader. The dog is an Elvis Presley character. That's what they should see. But what will they see? Probably not your dog. So if you have a dog who's running out the door and barking at everyone, Halloween is your nightmare. Talk about Nightmare on Elm Street. We're talking about Nightmare on Main Street. We've got an issue, and we have to teach the dog before Halloween comes that the doorbell does not signal stranger danger, and that if people are walking up, especially children, because remember, these children are going to be in costumes, we've got to make sure we teach our dog ahead of time what is okay and what is not okay. So beginning is, start ringing the doorbell when you come home from work. Start ringing the doorbell when your kids come home from school. Start standing with a slightly open door and ring your doorbell 100 times in a row. You don't even care if the dog is barking. You don't care what he's doing. All you're going to do is teach him to not run out the door and to not bark. We don't care if he's barking behind us, but we don't want him barking in front of us, claiming the space by the door. So today's show, we're going to continue on telling everybody and teaching you what you're going to be doing at the front door from now until Wednesday or Thursday when we have Halloween, so that you're going to be able to prevent all the, well, agita, for lack of a better word, from happening at your front door when people are coming up for Halloween or guests for Thanksgiving or for New Year's or Christmas or Super Bowl or whatever's happening in this next coming winter season. So we are going to return in a moment with some amazing tips. You definitely want to stay tuned for these tips because these are going to help you with Halloween, and Halloween won't have to be a nightmare. So please stay tuned. We will be right back with For the Love of Dogs.
Thank you. When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
Attention all pet lovers! Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust, mites, and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's pawsandsilk.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dogs with Janice Wolf. And today we're talking about Halloween, trick-or-treat, agita, aggravation, fear. Oh my gosh, hope that kid doesn't come up to my house. Let me keep the lights off, put the car around the block, and pray that nobody comes up to the door. Well, here's what we're going to start doing this week. So you have, today is Friday, you have Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. By Thursday, you will have a new dog. What you're going to do is you're going to walk out the door, and as you walk out the door, ring the doorbell and keep walking. Go out to your car, go out to the sidewalk just for a moment, come back in. Ring the doorbell. Go in your house. Ignore the dogs that may be barking. Just keep doing it. You're going to go back out, ring the bell on your way out, ring the bell on your way in. And then when your dog stops reacting quite so much, then stand with the door a little bit open so you can actually ring the doorbell. And don't just ring it once and don't stare at them. Just ring the bell like, you know, we've all been at a house that doesn't have a working doorbell, and you ring it and ring and ring and ring and ring. And you just, no matter what you do, you just can't seem to get this doorbell to ring. That's what I want you to do. Ring it, wait maybe 5 seconds. Ring it again, wait 5 seconds. Ring it again, 5 seconds. I want you to ring it every 5 seconds for about 5 minutes. And eventually, when your dogs are barking, instead of that woo, 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 where they're really barking heartily, eventually you're going to hear them go, and it almost sounds like they're whining. And we want you to keep ringing the bell until your dog is not even whining anymore, but basically he looks at you like you're crazy, although you're not looking at him, so you wouldn't know that. But you just want to keep ringing that bell until your dog kind of doesn't react anymore. Now, when your kids come home from whatever, you know, like from school or from playing or whatever, well, we also want you to ring the bell again. When the kids come in, let them ring the bell. When the kids leave, let them ring the bell. Now, what's going to happen is eventually the dogs are going to realize that when you're ringing the bell, it doesn't mean that it's the end of the earth, and it doesn't mean that the dogs are not going to have any, you know, reaction, because of course they're going to continue to react, and they're going to continue to bark when, you know, when you're going to have strangers come in. But more importantly is that when your kids are coming and you have dogs with behavioral issues, we want to make sure that your kids are going to bring their friends in, and the dogs aren't going to be hyper and crazy because they think it's stranger danger, because they see, oh my gosh, there are people coming in. So if the dog sees that no matter when the doorbell rings, that it can mean sometimes mommy's coming in, sometimes a stranger's coming in, sometimes daddy's coming in, sometimes the delivery man's coming, sometimes the kids are coming in, sometimes grandma's coming in, sometimes somebody we don't know is coming in. And it doesn't matter, because we are there and we're basically desensitizing the dog to the doorbell. This is one of the funniest things every single class. Literally, I don't think I've ever done a class out of 25,000 plus dogs. Don't think I've ever done a class where a dog hasn't barked or at least perked up at the door, at the sound of the doorknob, the doorbell, or the doorknob turning, or the garage door coming up. There's always that reaction. Now, sometimes, like my class I literally just finished a few minutes ago, sometimes what happens is that it's us or one of our family members who is, you know, oh, Fido, hi, buddy, I love you. Oh, you're jumping on me. Oh, I love you. I'm just going to keep petting you and rewarding you because you're jumping on me, but I love you. I miss you so much. Well, instead of that, pretend you got heavy bags, or you got a heavy backpack or book bag or briefcase, or you have to use the men's room or ladies room very, very quickly. And, you know, you're basically going to, you know, just walk in, stand and kind of look at the pictures on the wall, give it a moment, and then pretend like you're going to go and you're, you know, going to go and just walk in the other room. And then once the dog calms down, then you can pet the dog. Imagine if you have a real hairy, something like a German Shepherd, a Bernese Mountain Dog, something like that, and imagine that you have a white suit on. Now, do you want to have black hair all over your very expensive designer suit? You probably don't. I'm assuming you probably don't. So, now imagine if you come home and instead of, you know, having that happen where you get the dark hair all over your suit, imagine if you just have to walk in kind of, you know, very quietly, you know, kind of walk in the door, sneak in, you know, just not that you're going to be sneaking in, but keep this image. And you're going to be sneaking in past the dog because, of course, you don't want the dog's dark hair all over your white suit. You wouldn't be saying, oh, come on, Fluffy, come on, Fido. Oh, come on, give me kisses, jump all over me. So think about that energy. And, of course, ring the doorbell and then walk in. Now, we want the dog to smell. It's really important that when anybody comes into your house, the dog needs to smell. Dogs are only born with one sense open. Obviously, their mouths are open, but their noses are open, and that's it. So when dogs are babies, they're very, very reliant on their sense of smell. So when you come home or you have a guest or a neighbor or somebody stops by, the dog learns about that person, where he went, what he did, who he was with, what he ate, from smelling. And he'll smell not only the feet and the legs, but he'll smell, you know, especially if it's a larger dog, going to smell the parts that smell a little bit more, depending on if you can visualize that. But he's definitely going to be interested in smelling. Now, when dogs are first at the front door, what most people do is prevent them from smelling. And that's kind of like keeping a little child, let's say little Johnny, is across the street from his little buddy, and he sees, oh, well, there's Timmy. And then you say, oh, hi, you know, Timmy, hi, how are you? And Johnny's mom starts yelling at Johnny and saying, shush, don't say that, don't talk to him. But, Mom, I just want to say hi. I just want to say hi to Timmy. Well, that's kind of like with the dogs. Dogs want to smell the other animals or the people, because that's how they see the world. Then, after a little while, then about 10 days to 13 days later, after a puppy is born, now their eyes open. It takes a couple of days, so probably about 14 days, when their eyes are fully open and they can really see everything. Well, now they can see the world. And then another, about a week till about 20 to 23 days, now their ears open, the ear canals open up, and now they can hear, smell, see, hear. That's logic. It's not anybody's creation. This is just nature. And I've been in I don't know how many whelping boxes and helped how many rescue dogs with their puppies, probably 100 litters easily that I've been in. And every single time you see the dogs, that's what happens. So dogs start with that smell, see, hear. And that's part of why we have to help them out at the front door. So stay tuned for the next segment where we talk more about this on For the Love of Dogs.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
I'm hungry, tastes great, I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait, I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, taste great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, taste great. I love food.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janet Wolf. It is our Halloween special. Buy one, get one free. No, not really, but wait till November 1st, my husband's birthday, and you can get buy one, get one free on candy. Not on dogs, though, because two heads are not always better. Sometimes two heads are better than one head. So what we're going to continue on is, why do dogs do what they do? Well, most of the time at the front door, especially when people are constantly ringing the bell, We talked earlier about smell, see, hear. We talked about how dogs perceive things, why dogs are so focused on their sense of smell. Well, one of the important things also to realize is at the front door, people come or they go, but certain people come in, but many do not. Probably most people do not come in. So, for instance, Halloween, let's say we have a German Shepherd. And the dog is a bit fearful. Nice lady, I was just at Madeline's house. Her dogs do this. And she has a German Shepherd and also a Sheltie Border Collie mix. It's very cute. And what happens is the German Shepherd waits, very sweet dog, she waits to see what the Border Collie does. Well, the Border Collie starts barking, and the German Shepherd says, aha, there's something bad, but we can't get at it. So the German Shepherd grabs a hold of the Border Collie. And, you know, you can imagine it's a slight size difference. You've got a 90-pound Shepherd and perhaps a 35-pound Border Collie. So it's definitely a problem. And, this is a very common thing. So for Halloween, this is a really scary thing. Because what do you do when the doorbell rings and you've got people coming to the door? What does the dog think? Well, the dog thinks, hey, if I bark, whoever's out there runs away. So I must be bad. I must be a pack leader because I chased them away. And that guy with the bag that always comes up with that big leather pouch, and he always puts things in that box outside mommy's door, and mommy takes it out and complains that her bills are too high. Ah, could be a mailbox. Well, your dog thinks that he's chasing the mailman or the FedEx man or UPS or the Chinese food delivery or Domino's. He thinks that he's chasing that person away. And he thinks, hey, these guys must be pretty persistent because they try it almost every day. That guy, that mailman, he tries every day to get in here, but I bark every day and I scare him away. That's what your dog thinks. So, of course, when the dog thinks he's chasing away danger, of course he thinks he's in charge and he's the leader. So what we want to do, and actually it's not a bad idea, is when your mailman's coming up, or some of the people around you who come up to the door frequently, when they come up, do what I did. And do what I do when I get a new mailman or one of my dogs, I bring a new dog home. Just let the dog meet the mailman. Let the mailman come up, ring the bell, go through the ritual. But instead of just letting the dog bark and chase the mailman away in his mind, have the dog meet the mailman. Now, if your dog is an aggressive dog, that's when you need to call us at United Canine Professionals. You can reach us on 855, the number 4, K9, the number 9, pros. That's 855-4, K9 pros. Or, of course, you can always reach us on 855, hi, Wyatt. So we're definitely interested in working with people and helping you. So don't try this on an aggressive dog at home, please. I remember the show, Jack. Well, I can't say the rest of it, but Jack ASS. You know, and it says, don't try this at home. And, of course, people try it at home. We don't want you to try it at home. We are professionals. We have been trained. I've been doing this 30 years, long before most people have been doing it. And, you know, we've trained people. I have trained people in 36 states, and I have an amazing team of professionals who can help you with that. So if you have a problem, call us or email us at unitedcanineprofessionals.com. You can use my name, Janice, at unitedcanineprofessionals.com. We'll help you with that. But if you say, you know, hey, this is great. I wish I could fix other people's dogs. I wish I could learn all the things that you guys are teaching. Well, if you think you've got what it takes, give us a call. Email us at unitedcanineprofessionals.com. Put in an application online because we're looking for people. You don't have to know everything. You just have to be open to learning things. You have to be open to helping people, to working with shelter dogs, to working with amazing, amazing owners who want desperately to help their dogs. And just like we're talking about tonight with, you know, the Halloween things coming up, there are little tricks and tips like that that we can give you, that we have hundreds, if not thousands, of different tricks and tips and behavior. And it's not tricks like tricks or treats. It's tricks for the human to be able to show the dog, to teach the dog that we are in charge. And if we are in charge and we are the leader, then the dog cannot be the leader. Remember, you're either the leader or you're not. You own the company or you don't own the company. Well, if you want to learn how to help people and make a career helping people to enjoy their dogs and do better and not have to give their dogs up or relinquish them to a shelter or euthanize them, or just teaching people how to get their lives back, it's so easy. And we can help you, just like the Halloween stories. You don't have to live your life around your dog's behavior anymore. You know, I always have a lot of little phrases and little stories that help people to remember things. But really, honestly, the most important thing is that dogs don't wind up in the shelters, dogs don't wind up in rescue groups for years, even though they're really, really just, you know, adopted. But some of the foster homes, who are wonderful, you know, actually keep these dogs for years. We want to get dogs into permanent homes. We want to rescue as many dogs as we can. You know, we talk about it on our show on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, which is called From Shelter Dog to Service Dog. We talk about it on our Tuesday night show. There are just so many dogs out there. 4 million. 4 million dogs every single year that are euthanized. And the reason these dogs are euthanized is not because they're sick, but because they are unwanted because of behavioral issues or because somebody moved. But, you know, honestly, if somebody moves to another place, and if I had to get rid of my Rhodesian Ridgeback, I guarantee you there would be hundreds of people wanting each and every one of my dogs, because my dogs are really well-behaved. Now, if your dog is well-behaved and you have to give the dog up, you're going to have a bunch of people wanting that dog. But if your dog is not the best-behaved dog in the world, you may have somebody who says, you know, hey, I don't want your dog. I don't want your dog, and nobody else wants your dog, and there the dog ends up in the shelter. So, this Halloween, let's help each other. Let's help the dogs out there. Let's give all of our, let's say, things that you can't use for your dogs. We all get these crazy things. People give us things that we can't use. Donate to your local shelter or rescue. And, you know, just kind of be out there. Understand why your dog is doing what he's doing. Call United Canine Professionals and Merlin's Kids and help out at the beginning of this holiday season. Let's try to help so that next year we don't have 4 million dogs euthanized. that's it for tonight. I wish everybody a very healthy, happy Halloween. Please be careful. If you do take your dogs out, have some kind of a lighted or reflective vest or lights of some sort on your dog so that, you know, you're very careful and that cars will see you. And please stay healthy for the love of dogs. We'll see you next week.